Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
Okay, so we had been discussing chapter 11, Cosmic Form. We have discussed how Arjuna asked for this comprehensive understanding of this universe, or the continuity of oneself. So Bhagavan said that I have to give you a Divya Drashti. Now he's seeing that cosmic form. And we have discussed that this Divya Drashti is nothing but a change of perception. It's how we see things. If we narrow our perspective, we'll always have a narrow vision. As we widen our perspective, we'll have the wider vision. If our vision gets completely panoramic, in a sense we can see all 360 degrees, we are limited by our senses to see this unity. Seeing through our senses right now, we have a narrow perspective of looking at this world, and therefore we are limited by the limitations of our senses. The entire goal of Bhagavad Gita is to become aware of this self, which is beyond this senses. The senses are nothing but the instrument through which we transact with this world. But our goal right now is not to understand the world, but to understand our own self. And therefore, you have to go beyond this sense perception. So this chapter tells us that if we go beyond our sense perception, the two things which creates limitations through our sense perception is sense of space and sense of time. So Bhagavan said, I will give you that sense of seeing things without limitation of space and time. And once the space and time is removed, then what Arjuna sees is what now Arjuna describes. Is he seeing this in the form of Krishna? No, this description very clearly says that sense of limitedness of seeing a person is gone. We have heard the Sanjaya's description. Sanjaya is the third party narrator who is seeing strictly as an observer of what Arjuna sees, and he described his vision. And then he found it very difficult, so he did a very sketchy description to Dhritarashtra. And now we are hearing from Arjuna himself and how he sees it. Once this perception of limitedness is gone, where I can see a person and persons, what this world will be all about. Pasyami devan tava deva dehe sarvaha tatha bhuta vishesha sangham. Brahmanam isam kamala sanastham rusimscha sarvan uragamscha divyan. I see in your body, O God of all gods, now that I have realized that there is nothing but you exist. Once I realize the reality is one, that reality is the Lord of all the perceptions that I have. My perceptions has created devas. My perception through my senses created the presiding deity of this senses. Because I see through my eye, and I know that the eye does not see, something other than my eye see, that entity I call the deity of my sight, deity of my sound. All these devas are making my perceptions of this world possible. Now that I see that perception of this is dependent on this supreme reality, that reality is the God of all the gods which I have. So therefore it says, I see all the gods, oh God, in your body. In your body, I see all the deities which made this my perception possible. And also, all bhuta vishesha sangan, all different kinds of beings. You know, when we have dream, you know what happens? I had dream last night, so completely disjointed event, but all the various things which I probably have thought in last probably a year or 6 months, or all they come jumbled up into a dream. So somebody from our class is one person, then somebody from my work, and then somebody from India, and somebody from elsewhere. All this come together as a new drama and a new situation, and I see that as a dream. When I also see this reality is one, all my perceptions in my previous understanding all jumbled up into one. And therefore Arjuna said, I see all the gods in your body, not just the devas, because I have this perception of all these devas which is making my life possible, my perceptions possible. Well, all of these that I see, not only see, but I see all the other beings of various kinds. All the beings that I have always seen somewhere, or experienced, or imagined, they are now all I see at once in your body. And also not only that I see various beings, various gods, but I see the primordial trinity. That as a Hindu I understood as the creator, sustainer, and the destroyer of this world. They are the original source of this world as per my understanding. I see all of them into Brahmanam Isam Kamala Sanastha. Brahma, Isa is the Shiva, and Kamalasthanastha is Vishnu, the one who is seated in lotus. All this, obviously, why do I see that? This is how I have seen Brahma. This is how I have seen Shiva. And this is how I have seen Vishnu. He is seated on lotus. That's why I see. In my new perception of this singular reality, which encompasses all my perceptions of past, present, and maybe future, all my perceptions are all now combined into one. And now I see them all at the same time. It's like the explanation of time. We always have the past, present, and future. A procession going by, and people at the beginning of the procession, the float who has moved on is in the past. I'm seeing it in my present. My friend ahead of me will see them in the future. But I'm seeing it from a bird's eye view, all of them happening at the same time. So now I'm seeing all my perceptions of my entire life all into bird's eye view at the same time. Therefore, I see all of this. Therefore, Brahma, Vishnu, and Mahesh, the creator, the time has ceased. For time to exist, there has to be two events to measure. If there are no two events, there is no time. And therefore, now that my perception is all encompassing all, I see all of it at the same time. My perception of Brahma must have created this universe, Vishnu continued, all that come into one entity, you. I still have the separation between I and the world, I and the God, and therefore I see that objectively. And he said, Brahmanam Isham Kamalastana Rusimscha. Not only that I see Trinity, I see all the beings and all this thing, but I also see all the rishis who gave this knowledge. I had been hearing about it from this Guru Parampara that this is how the reality is, but I never had that grasp over it. And now that I have a grasp over it, I even see them into it. All the rishimscha, tata sarvaha anugamscha divyam. And also these serpents in it. From microcosm to the macrocosm. It's not that I'm seeing this in totality, so I lose the sight of the details. I'm seeing everything which is near me in its complete focus. Therefore, he says, not only I'm seeing this grand vision of all the devas in your body, all the beings in your body, the creator, sustainer, and the destroyer in your body. In other words, there is nobody is separate from you. There is no existence for any being without you. And therefore I see them all. But I also see even the creatures I'm so familiar with, the serpents in it. In other words, I see everything, everything that I can ever imagine. Everything that I had ever imagined or perceived or wanted to see, I see all of them in your body. When he says in your body, not that 6 feet body, because I see this universe in you, yourself has expanded to cover everything. And therefore the next verse says, Aneka bahu udarvaktra netram pasyamitvam sarvato anantarupam. I see many hands, uda, the stomachs, vaktra, mouth, and netram. My world of perception of beings is basically the beings with their own hands and mouths and legs and eyes, and each one has their own. But now they all belong to you. They're all merged into one entity. And as we have seen, once you take the space out, the separation between you and I gets lost, and now we become part of the one entity. So he said, now I see these numerous, uncountable hands and stomachs and mouths and eyes. Pasyami tvam sarvato anantarupam. I see on every side, anantarupam. There is no end in this form which is no end. So there is no argument that he is only saying six feet all this, like a little movie, and then he can't see anything but that. Once the realization of a singularity happens, the plurality evaporates right there. All I can see is within that singularity, this variety of expressions of the same reality. Sarvato anantarupam, in this form of yours, which is no end. He continues to explain what that ananta means to him. Na antam, there is no end. I can't see as far as my eyes can see. See, most of us live in cities. I grew up in cities as a child. I obviously studied all in big cities, lived in big cities. So our perceptions are limited by the objects. So our perception is confined to the spaces which we can relate to. And then if you're put in a situation where on four sides you can't see anything, all the horizons all around you, and you completely get baffled and overwhelmed by that perception. If you're in a prairie, as far as your eyes can see, you can't see any object but a horizon all around, you feel overwhelmed by it. So therefore, I cannot see any end to this thing. I can see end to my perception. I know where the Knuckles Road ends, and then I have to take a left on Springfield Road to go to temple or whatever that is. It's programmed in my perception, the limitedness of that. Therefore, when we go to some site like either Himalayas or Grand Canyon or so, we're awed by the power of nature because our mind is not programmed to perceive this vastness of this universe. This is the first time we see it. This is the time we experience it. So now can you imagine, this is only up to a certain degree vastness overwhelms us. This is a perception that the vastness in its totality. Therefore it says, I do not see your end. Na antam, na madhyam. If I see the end in the beginning, then I guess this is middle. But it's panoramic, 360 degree all around you. There is no beginning, there is no end. Na punah tav adim. Also, I cannot find where your beginning is. This is the story of the Shivaratri. You know, when Shiva appears as a shaft and Brahma and Vishnu say, well, let me find out where the beginning is, where the end is. They continue, but they cannot find it. the quest is futile to find the beginning of this self and the end of this self, because it is beginningless and endless. Therefore, I say, when I see it in its totality, I can't find its beginning, middle, or the end. Pasyami Visveshwara. Now that I know you are all pervading reality, you are the Lord of this perception, this perceived universe that I have seen in my limitedness and my fellow beings are seeing, you are the Lord of that universe. You create that perception. You are the Visveshwara Visvarupa. I have seen the limited form as a limited being. I can say, I know this street and I know this and I know that. But now that I see your Visvarupa, a cosmic form, I know you are the Lord of this universe. Visveshwara Visvarupa. I see all this into yourself. Kiritinam Gadinam Chakrinam Cha. We're coming back to our Puranic. From abstract to something which we can relate. And obviously, Bhagavan Vedavyasa wrote this Bhagavad Gita, takes you back and forth from abstraction to something you and I can relate. So we don't lose the grasp of it. So we are seeing this endless form, but then I say, Kiritinam Gadinam Chakrinam Cha Tejo Rashim Sarvato Diptim Manantam. Now I see you as the Vishnu which I have seen all the time, with the crown, the mace, discus and lotus in his four hands. This is how our sages have perceived Vishnu, in a symbolic manner. Swamiji explained that crown is the symbol of power, but in our situation, we lose our crown all the time because we don't have a lordship over our circumstances and our limitedness. Anytime we feel we are in control, that's a crown on our head. But as soon as the circumstances overwhelm us, we lose that. And we start feeling, well, I don't know what's going to happen. The economy, I don't know, 2012 is still not improving. I don't know what will happen. And we lose that control, the lordship of our own situation. But Vishnu keeps that crown all the time. He is in control of this universe all the time. Therefore, he has the crown of his lordship all the time in his head. And then Swamiji says this other three things. First of all, he's the lotus, which signifies purity and knowledge and light. And all the sattvadir. Well, with that, we should be seeing this world. But if that does not happen and we fall, he has this mace to hammer you out and say, to shape you into proper shape. So, Swami says the generations which is not behaving properly, he uses a mace to put them into shape. And if that doesn't work, annihilate them. That's the law of survival of the fittest. If you don't evolve with the circumstances, you will be crushed by time. Time will take your existence away. So it says, Kiritinam Gadinam Chakrinam Cha. That chakra is the Kala Chakra, the will of time. What is the greatest destroyer of anything? Time. You can put a metal or something here. If it is wood, it will decay in maybe several years. If it is metal, it will take maybe several centuries. But at some point of time, time will destroy it. The chakra of time destroys everything which is not in alignment with the time. You have to constantly align with the time. Whatever it is, you can't be doing what you were doing 100 years ago. Even though it sounds very good, you can't be, you know, making that buggy whip because nobody wants to buy it. So you have to be with the times. Therefore, he says, Kiritinam Gadinam Chakrinam. I see you in that form of a lordship that you control this universe. Tejo Rashim, effulgent, splendid, a mass of light. We always associate knowledge with light. We always have awareness with light. So this light is not the physical light, but light of awareness. In my awareness, I see all of that. Tejo Rasim, Sarvato Diptim Anantam. You're blazing on all sides. With the light of my sight, I illumine the objects. With the light of my sound, I illumine sound. But when everything all come together at the same time, Diptim Anantam. Endless awareness of everything. Pasyami Tvam Dur Niriksham. I see you, but it is hard to see you. He said, have you seen sun? I said, of course. Describe me. I said, well, it's very difficult to see. Dur Niriksham. We are comfortable in our limited awareness. If we become aware of everything which is happening in my body right now, oh, I'll be very uncomfortable, I'll tell you. When I was going to the cataracts, my doctor said, you'll be completely aware. If you can, I really don't want to be aware. You do what you need to do. You don't tell me what you're doing. He kept talking to me while he was operating. I said, well, what am I supposed to respond to you while you're... Well, I'm doing this. Okay, Neil, okay, I think we are... Shut up. I'm fine. You do your job. I do not want to know what the heck you are doing with my eye, okay? Less we know, better off we are. You know, people who are the most confident, who have the least amount of knowledge. More I know, less confident I become. I have a friend who went for an architectural entrance exam after working in a government as a draftsman for about 20 years. Then he decided, I want to get an architecture degree. So the interviewer asked him, so what do you know about architecture? His answer was, I know everything. He said, oh, is that so? Why do you? I said, well, I just want a degree. I know everything. And then he tells me that after he joined architecture school, he feels so ashamed of his answer. Because he said, the first year, I realized I know nothing. You know, more I know, I don't know. Pasyami Tvam Dur Niriksham. As I become aware of the reality, it's very difficult to handle this. Samantat Dvipta Analark Dutim Aprameyam. Samantat, all around, this splendor of yours is very difficult to see. It's all around, blazing like the fire. Anala and Arka, like the fire in the sun. When we see something, we always relate to, well, what this light like? As well, it's like a fire, or it's like sun. We relate to something we have related that to. So he said, it blazing all around like fire and sun. In other words, this awareness is so overwhelming because I'm still trying to understand this through my senses and my intellect and my mind. And it's overwhelming this system.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina Sarve Santu Niramayaha Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi Shantihi Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.